Today's recording is sponsored by Sarah Isaac in honor of her birthday. May she have a successful year in all things physical and spiritual. And for the merit of the speedy recovery of her mother, Kalcha ben Shena Sima, may she have a refuah shleima b'karov. You ever look at the world around you and ask yourself or ask others, what kind of world is it that we live in? You ever felt so flabbergasted and disgusted with what goes on around you that you just can't understand how God could have created such a world and been felt that, oh my God, this world that we live in is just so horrible? Whether it's from watching the news, about hearing about some things that happened, or seeing and hearing about the way some people act, the horrible things that some people do, you just like want to raise your hands up and say, oh my God, this world is crazy, sick world. And then you hear what Chassidus teaches, that it's this world where God's infinite light wants to dwell, that God wants to be in this world. And you're like, why would God want to come into this world? So I want to share a story with you, which of course, like all Hasidic stories, is not just a story, but a guidebook for life. It's a story about two Hasidim, two followers of the Rebbe Rashab, the fifth Rebbe of Lubavitch. And these two Hasidim came from the town of Kharkov to Lubavitch to meet with the Rebbe Rashab. And of course, as is the custom, each chassid would go in individually by themselves. So the first chassid went in to the Rebbe Rashab, and the Rashab asked him, "Nu, was herzich in Kharkov? What's happening in Kharkov? Give me a report. What's going on there in the town of Kharkov where you live?" And the chassid answered, "Kharkov? Oh, it's beautiful. Kharkov is a beautiful Hasidic town. It's such a wonderful town. We learn Torah there. People daven. People pray properly over there. The mikveh is clean and beautiful. There's always a cup of coffee available when you go into the shul there. People are friendly. It's just a wonderful place to live. People care so much for each other over there in Kharkov." And the Rebbe Rashab smiled and gave him a gold coin. The second chassid came into the Rebbe Rashab, and the Rashab asked him also, "Nu, was herzach in Kharkov? What's going on in the town of Kharkov?" And the second chassid, who of course hadn't had a chance to speak to the first chassid, said, "Oh, it's terrible there. Horrible. People don't care about each other. People are trying to hurt each other over there, say nasty things about each other, lie about each other behind their backs. Nobody learns Torah there. The mikveh is filthy. It's gross there. It hasn't been cleaned." And the Rebbe Rashab nodded and continued the conversation. Following day, these two chassidim were discussing their yechidus, their meetings with the Rebbe. And the second chassid found out that the first chassid got a gold coin from the Rebbe, and he was very, very upset. He, of course, would never question the Rebbe to his face, but he said to a couple of people that he was very insulted. Why did the first chassid get the gold coin and he didn't? And finally, the word got back to the Rebbe Rashab that the second chassid was upset about the situation. So the Rebbe Rashab called him in and said to him, "I heard that you have a complaint, that you're a little upset about something." So the chassid said, "Of course I'm upset. Why didn't I get a gold coin from the Rebbe? I'm the one that told the truth about what's going on in Kharkov. What I said is the truth. It's real. What I'm saying is actually what's going on in Kharkov." So the Rebbe Rashab said to the chassid, "You think I don't know what's going on in Kharkov? Trust me, the Rebbe doesn't need to hear a report from another person. The Rebbe knows what's going on in Kharkov." So the Rebbe Rashab said to him, "But I just wanted to know, which Kharkov do you live in? What's going on in the ground, in the actual real world? I know, but I asked each one of you, what does the Kharkov you live in look like?" So we understand when we ask, what kind of world do we live in? It's up to each and every one of us to choose what kind of world we live in. Of course, life, it could be crazy, and there's much to criticize. There's so much in the world that goes on. The facts on the ground could very often be horrible. There are people that do horrible, terrible things that lie behind people's backs and hurt people and terrible things that go on. Yes, that's true. But the question we need to ask is, which Kharkov do we live in? What does our world look like? What do we focus on? What do we see as being our truth? What do we choose to look at as being the kind of circumstances, environment that I live in? Because the choices that I make, whether I look at the world, I look at Kharkov as the first or second chassid, will also cause to be, how will I act in this type of world that I'm living in? The lens through which, the perspective through which I see the world, no matter what's actually happened, is the world I live in. That is the mood that I'm focused. That becomes also who I am as a person. There's so much to focus on positive in the world. There are so many good things that happen in the world, and there are people that do beautiful, wonderful things. But the mood that goes on inside of me, who I am, is based on and can result in how I look at the world I'm living in, the Kharkov I choose to live in. Like Rabbi Nachman of Breslov asks in Sichas Haran, you know, if you read the book of Tehillim, the book of Psalms, King David writes again about enemies that are trying to hurt him and enemies that are trying to fight him and asking God to help from the enemies. So Rabbi Nachman says, how are we supposed to relate to that? Most of us don't have enemies that are trying to kill us and hurt us all of the time. What's the lesson we're supposed to take from that? So Rabbi Nachman says that the enemies King David is talking about is primarily not in the outside objective world. It's the enemies that's inside of us in our subjective personality. And those that do have outer enemies are very often because of the inner enemies that we have inside of us that are chasing us. It's the inner enemies inside that make us live in a Kharkov that's miserable, a Kharkov that one wouldn't want to live in. King David is asking God, most importantly, to fix the enemies inside, the anger, the pain, the trauma, the feelings of betrayal. These are really the worst enemies that we have, because even if in the objective world there are people that are trying to hurt us and really are doing horrible things, but the truth is that we believe with complete faith that when we fix and make peace with the enemies inside of us, which in simple English means to have a good relationship with God, to be confident and to come to a place that we're good with God, only God really decides if we're hurt or if we prosper. It's only God that is really the one that we have to worry about. It's God that's in charge of Kharkov. It's God that's in charge of the world. So if we're able to make peace with the enemies inside and come to a place of trusting God, that subjective peace inside of us will also not only be our perspective on the objective world, but it will actually change the circumstances of the objective world. Because the holy books say that what happens in the world around us is directly affected by our consciousness. Besides changing inside of us, our consciousness and awareness actually changes the objective world that we live in. Or in the words of one of the greatest, most profound philosophers, theologians, and poets of the 20th century, who wrote some absolutely beautiful poetry and songs. And that is, of course, Mr. Rogers. And my wife loves singing some of Mr. Rogers' songs, and today she was singing one of his songs. What do you do with the mad that you feel? When you feel so mad, you could bite. When the whole wide world seems oh so wrong. What do you do? Do you punch a bag? Do you pound some clay or some dough? It's great to be able to stop and think this song. I can stop when I want to, can stop when I wish. I can stop anytime. And what a good feeling to feel like this and know that the feeling is really mine. When one is full of so much anger and the world seems so wrong, we have to know that we can stop and know that the best feeling is to know that the feeling is mine, and we change the way that we look at Kharkov. We decide what the world that we live in looks like. We are the artists that paints the portrait of the world that we live in and the world as it really becomes. We could make the world into Mr. Rogers' neighborhood, looking kindly at the people that we meet when walking down the street and stop the mad and get wonderful gold coins from God.